Though one may be very strong with armed forces, when entering a province one has to gain the goodwill of the natives. For these reasons, Louis XII, King of France, quickly occupied Milan and as quickly lost it, and to drive him out the first time it only needed Lodovico's forces, because those who had opened the gates for him, finding themselves deceived in their hopes of their future benefit, would not endure the ill treatment of the new prince. It is very true that, after acquiring rebellious provinces for a second time, they are not so easily lost afterwards, because the prince, with little hesitancy, takes the opportunity caused by the rebellion to punish the lawbreakers, to clear out the troublemakers, and to strengthen himself in the weakest places. Therefore, after causing France to lose Milan the first time, it was enough for Duke Lodovic to build walls at the border, and to cause him to lose it a second time, and for his armies to be defeated and driven out of Italy, such as the case mentioned above, it would be necessary to bring the whole world against him. Nevertheless, all rulership comes to end, and Milan was reoccupied by the French. However, it was taken from France both the first and the second time. The general reasons for the first have been discussed. Now remains to discuss the second, and the resources, along with what anyone in his situation could have done to maintain himself more securely in his acquisition than the King of France. Those dominions which, when acquired, are added to an existing state by he who acquires them, are either situated in the same country and have the language, or they don't. When they are, it is easier to hold them, especially when they have not been accustomed to governing themselves. And to hold them securely, it is enough to destroy the family of the prince who was ruling them. Because the joining of people with similar conditions, and not being unlike in customs, will allow them to live quietly together, as it has been seen in Brittany, Burgundy, Gascony, and Normandy, which have been bound to France for such a long time. And although there may be some difference in the language, nevertheless the customs are alike, and the people will easily be able to get along together. He who has captured them, if he wishes to hold them, has only to bear in mind two considerations. One, that the family of their former ruler is extinguished. The second, that neither their laws or their taxes are altered, so that in a very short time they will become entirely one body with his existing principality. But when states are acquired in a country differing in language, customs, or laws, there are difficulties, and good fortune and great energy is required to hold them, and one of the greatest and most realistic supports for he who has acquired them would be to go and reside there. This would make his position more secure and stable, as it was for the Turk in Greece, who, apart all the other measures taken by him for holding that state, if he had not settled there, he would not have been able to keep it. Because if one is on the spot, problems are seen as they arise, and one can quickly remedy them. But if one is not at hand, they are discovered only when they are beyond repair. Besides this, the country is not looted by the officials. The subjects are satisfied by prompt solutions to problems by their prince. Therefore, wishing to be good, they have more reason to love him, and wishing to be otherwise, to fear him. He who wishes to attack that state from the outside must have the utmost caution. As long as the prince resides there, it can only be taken from him with the greatest of difficulty. The other and better course is to colonize the other place, which then creates the key to that state, as it is necessary to either do this or else keep a great number of soldiers there. A prince does need to spend much on colonies, as with little or no expense he can send settlers and keep them there, and he only offends a minority of the citizens who he takes the land and houses from, when giving them to the new inhabitants. And those who he offends, remaining poor and scattered, are never able to injure him, while the rest, being uninsulted, are easily kept quiet, and at the same time are anxious not to cause any problem, as they fear it could happen to them as it has to those who have been violated. In conclusion, I say that colonies are not costly, they are more reliable, they injure less, and the injured, as has been said, being poor and scattered, cannot cause problems. Based on this, I must say that